From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. State and local officials are working to ensure the safety of residents living near a home in a small town north of Denver that exploded last week, killing two men and injuring a woman. The home was about 200 feet from an active oil and gas well. Now all the wells in the vicinity and thousands across Colorado have been shut down as a precaution. Matt Lepore heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the industry.
There is no immediate threat to the environment or public safety associated with oil and gas operations in the neighborhood.
Lepore told reporters today the state still doesn't know what caused the explosion. Anadarko Petroleum, Colorado's largest oil and gas producer, operates the well, which is part of the investigation. The company shut down 3,000 more wells in northeastern Colorado as a precaution and is inspecting them. As the summer months approach, the water districts of Security, Widefield, and Fountain are preparing to meet increased demand without dipping into the Widefield aquifer. The aquifer has long been an important source of water for the districts, but elevated levels of potentially toxic chemicals were detected in it last year. Security Water District Manager Roy Heald says the district is on track to complete a pipeline to bring in additional water from the Pueblo Reservoir.
We've entered into an agreement with Colorado Springs Utilities to buy water from them, buy additional water, and that pipeline, we hope to have it completed to be able to run water through it by mid-May.
Heald estimates Security Water District has already spent close to $3 million on projects to mitigate contamination in the Widefield aquifer. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.